You're now in tune to Combos with Mr. Cooper. Welcome back. This is Combos. I am Mr. Cooper. I'm going to be honest with y'all real quick. Doing my preparation for the show, I've been kind of faced with what topics I was going to touch on and what I wanted to touch on. And the very first thing that I want to touch on and I want to talk about is the misconception in relationships. What's your real role in relationships? What do you owe that person that you call yourself being in a relationship with, and what you don't own? Certain things that, you know, we're not really taught. We just kind of go through. So I just wanted to touch on that. You know, if I can bend y'all ear. Thank you. One thing that I've been noticing amongst my friends, some peers, and just social media and things in general, people put so much emphasis on dating, relationships, you know, just so much. It's like y'all act like y'all married already. Like taking on married situations when you really don't owe that person that you're dating. I'm holding up my quotation marks. That you're dating. You don't owe that person anything, really. And it's a huge misconception because, I'll say it on this side. Most men that I know, some of them that I know, people that I came up with, man, they could really care about the female's emotions. They can really care about how they felt about a situation. If it didn't go like how they wanted it to go, like, they could really give two shits, like, really. So, you know, I came up around a couple of people that was like that, you know. I never was taught that. I was always taught, you know, have respect for your lady and have respect for the relationship, because, you know, it's gonna lead to some, or if it leads to something. But what if that person don't have respect for you? Then what do you do at the end of everything? Say you put all your time and effort in with a person, and all that time and effort that you put in with this person, now mind you, now keep in mind, you're not married, you're just dating. So you put all of this time in, you put this effort in, you show them how much you love them, you show them how much you care for them, you try your best to be faithful, be good, whatever. And then let's say they just flip on you, just treat you like the lowest scum of the earth, right? And then with that being said, you start seeing these changes, you get to acting like, well, damn, well, where did this come from? How did this happen? You know, but you put in all of this time and all of this effort in to try to make it something. But here's what don't nobody tell you. Nobody tells you that you don't owe anybody anything if you don't have that ring on that finger. Nobody tells you that, like, leading up in, like, within relationships. Nobody gives you those kind of pointers. So you put all of your time and all of your effort in with this person, and this person could be your downfall. But you've put all this effort and time in. Now you feel like you stuck, or you feel like you in a no-win situation, when in fact you put yourself in that position because you were going off of emotion. You were going off of the love. Well, I'm here to tell you, love don't love nobody. It really don't. You know, you have to be with a person that's going to be willing to put forth the effort to be happy. The effort to want to build. You, that's the kind of person you put your time and your effort in. You don't put your effort and time in somebody who, at the drop of a hat, can end everything that you've been working so hard to build. And I think that's what people mess up at. You put all your effort and your time in it. Hey, what if you put your time into going back to school? Or what if you put your time into building a business? You know, something that's going to actually benefit you, or something that's going to actually benefit your legacy. Take emotion out of the equation. Use your brain. Use your God-given smarts. You can't love anybody. You can't put effort into anybody until you get yourself straight. Until you get yourself in order.